And someone did call me. Ruz Aliabadi has called me. He's the CEO of Ready AI, which provides artificial intelligence education for K through 12 students around the world. Their goal is data literacy for children. We're going to talk about a fresh squeeze on data. And good morning, Ruz. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Matt, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, tell us a little bit about the book, A Fresh Squeeze on Data, because you're trying to make learning about data fun for kids.
Indeed, yes. Both at Ready AI, both us and also Cloudera, our partners, we believe that data drives better decisions and moves societies forward. So we also believe that understanding data and AI are key to jobs today, but more important in the future. So we know how hard it has been for the past 2 years, particularly for students, for teachers, for parents, especially navigating schools virtually. So we're really thrilled to be releasing this new book that we've designed to make science and technology accessible and easier to understand for young students so they can too become data literate. So Matt, A Fresh Squeeze on Data explains complex concepts like data, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and bias in data in everyday ways. So the book is not just only written by us at Ready AI and Cloudera, but by a really awesome team of educators and community of teachers and students. The book begins by explaining how collecting unbiased data can help children sell more lemonade at their lemonade stand, and then expands on key concepts with more real-world examples and interactive exercises. By the way, you can get this book, Matt, free on freshsqueezekids.com. Once again, freshsqueezekids.com. Matt?
That's very very generous of you guys to give this book away for free. Again, we're talking about A Fresh Squeeze on Data. Now, Ruz, when you say data, that's a broad concept. What exactly are you talking about? Are you kind of giving a kid a crash course on statistics?
That's a question we always get, and that's a very valid question. So think about it. Everything is data. Data is everywhere, from our smartphones, our iPhones, to our cars, to the TikTok or Instagram or Facebook that we're using. So if that's the case, then understanding data and how to use it can really make us or make our children smarter and more competitive in the classroom. And this can lead to a great job when these kids are becoming adults. So by looking at what happened in the past, and data can really help us predict what will happen in the future. So let me use this example. You can use data to build, let's say, the most optimal sports team. Or perhaps you can use data to predict certain diseases or conditions before they even happen. How cool is that? Data, in general, is a big part of our present, but Matt, it will become a bigger, much bigger part of our future. And AI will soon be our children's coworkers, drivers, customer service reps, maybe radiologists, and it will become a natural part of their life. So kids should be data literate if they understand where data comes from and how it can be used to make good predictions and decisions. Then they can also understand if the data that they are seeing is biased or flawed.
Yeah, talking with the CEO for Ready AI, Ruz Aliabadi. Now, data, it's one of those things, because when I was a kid, I didn't care much for data, but I could tell you every statistic of every baseball player that it was in the league. I mean, and I was doing data. I just didn't know that I was doing it. So how do you teach? I think the hardest thing with data, and tell me if I'm wrong, is getting people to understand what data is significant and what is not. Because during this pandemic, we've had numbers thrown our way, and everybody thinks they know what's significant, what's not. And too often, we're not right.
You're right, Matt. Our job is not to tell children what data is significant or not significant, but our job is to kind of move them from this passive spectator of technology and data into active participants. Think about what kind of data that they're getting. What does that data mean to them? how is it making, in a way, their decision-making or the decision-making in their community or broader society different from the way it used to be. So it is really trying to reimagine and redefine their relationship with data, but more important, the decisions that we are making based on those data. So hopefully with that moving forward, Matt, we will have a more just and we will have a more diverse and more, in a way, equitable society. And that is really the pure objective of a Fresh Squeeze on Data.
You know, Fresh Squeeze on Data, it's a new, fun, interactive children's book for ages 8 through 12. Now, you talk a lot about artificial intelligence, and probably for the kids that's not a scary term. But for adults, I think sometimes we get a little spooked by that because we don't know exactly what it is other than a Steven Spielberg movie.
That is very true. You know, oftentimes we're asked, are we pro-AI or pro-humans? And I say we are, frankly, pro-humans. Our job is to not just know AI, but try to understand it better. Because more and more in our society will be interacting with devices that have what we call intelligent agents. So it is vital for our next generation, as I call them AI natives or the future generation, to understand what is it that they're doing with AI, how they're interacting with AI. But more important, how can they define the meaning of being a human being in the age of AI? So everything is really around, centered around us, meaning human beings. And hopefully with AI, we can have a broader, in a way, brighter future. And that's what we're trying to do. And hopefully we can do that with the help of educators around the country.
Now, how do we get our kids to recognize that, yes, there's data and it can predict so much? I mean, it's amazing what you guys are able to do with that, but also the human individuality and the spark that we all have that kind of can be the X factor in this.
Absolutely. You know, data might be coming from facts, and facts might be might have different interpretations. But we're really hoping what the next generation will learn from data is more about not what data can do for them, but more important, spotlight what human wisdom, and that's something that we cannot today replicate with a machine, can do and should do. So the real magic, Matt, is sitting with us. By that I mean the next generation. So it's really the combination of human passion, our wisdom, hopefully, and with the help of technology, hopefully we can make a world a little bit a better place. And that's what we're hoping for.
So there's probably some parents and caregivers listening right now say, this sounds fantastic. I want my kid to be data literate. So again, one more time, how do they get that book, A Fresh Squeeze on Data?
So they can just visit freshsqueezekids.com, freshsqueezekids.com, and they can get the book, they can get lesson plans associated with it, and they can get the latest interactive activities that we have about data literacy.
All right. Well, Ruse, thank you so much for joining us. We hope that you get my kids data ready.
Thank you for having me on your show, and have a great morning.
Absolutely. Once again, that's Ruse Aliabadi joining us, talking about A Fresh Squeeze on Data, or data, depending on how you want to say it. That is a free book out there for kids. This is The Breakfast Club.